Chapter 7. The World of Science. Unit 13. A Closer Look at Acids. Chemists define acids in several ways. In the 19th century, the Swedish chemist Svante Arrhenius defined an acid as anything that produces hydrogen ions when dissolved in water. Hydrogen ions are positively charged hydrogen atoms. Normally, hydrogen atoms contain one proton and one electron. The proton has a positive charge, and the electron has a negative charge. When a hydrogen atom loses its electron, it becomes a hydrogen ion. Arrhenius's definition was widely accepted, but it was also problematic. It applied only to acids formed by dissolving something in water. In 1923, two different chemists independently formulated a new theory defining acids. These chemists were Brønsted and Lowry. Both defined acids as something capable of giving a proton to another molecule. When hydrogen chloride gas, HCl, is dissolved in water, for example, it acts like an acid. The gas gives hydrogen ions to the molecules of water to produce hydronium ions, H3O+. Today, the Brønsted-Lowry theory of acids is the most widely used. However, some chemists prefer an even broader definition. This broader definition of acids states that all acids can be defined as electron pair acceptors. This means that an acid will readily accept electrons from other atoms or molecules. When this happens, the acid and the donor molecule form a new molecule by sharing the electron pair. This definition includes Brønsted-Lowry acids. It also includes acids that do not contain hydrogen atoms and thus cannot be hydrogen ion donors. After defining something as an acid, it is possible to compare it with other acids to classify it. Chemists commonly classify acids based on their strength. An acid's strength is determined by how much the acid ionizes in a solution. When hydrogen chloride, for example, is dissolved in water, it forms hydronium, as noted above. It also forms chloride ions. Because every molecule of hydrogen chloride readily separates into ions, hydrochloric acid is considered a strong acid. Acetic acid, on the other hand, forms only a few ions in solution. It is therefore considered a weak acid. The scale used by chemists to measure the degree of acidity of a solution is called the pH scale. The values of this scale range from 0 to 14. A solution with a pH value of 0 is extremely acidic. A solution with a pH value of 14 is extremely basic. A neutral solution, such as pure water, is neither acidic nor basic and has a pH of 7. Common solutions have a wide range of acidity. Milk, for example, has a pH of 6.5, meaning that it is only slightly acidic. On the other hand, natural acids found in the stomach are highly acidic, with pH values between 1 and 2. In addition to their pH levels, acids may be further classified as organic or inorganic. Organic acids contain carbon atoms. An example of this kind of acid would be ascorbic acid, or vitamin C. Acetylsalicylic acid, commonly known as aspirin, is another organic acid. Amino acids, which contain nitrogen, are also considered organic acids. Amino acids are the building blocks essential for life. Other acids, such as sulfuric acid and nitric acid, are inorganic acids. These acids generally do not contain carbon atoms. Such acids are commonly used in things like metals, paints, plastics, and gasoline. Sulfuric acid is used in car batteries, while nitric acid is mostly used in plant foods and explosives.